We continue our analysis on the second presidential debate from our dueling commentators now, Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas. Let's begin with Bob Beckel.
Barack Obama may not have showed up at the first presidential debate, but he showed up at the second in a big way. From start to finish, the president had Romney on the defensive about his proposals on dealing with the nation's problems. Romney's response on nearly all his policy proposals were vague at best. Obama had his best moment when he attacked Romney's bond and tax proposal. Romney would cut taxes for everyone by 20%, increase the military budget, protect Social Security and Medicare, and cut the budget deficit in half. Romney says he'd pay for this plan by closing tax loopholes, yet he refuses to name even one loophole he would close. The problem is there are not enough loopholes to pay for the 10-year, $8 trillion loss of revenues from Romney's plan. Obama said Romney didn't have a five-point tax proposal. He had a one-point proposal that would help the rich and stick it to the middle class. Barack Obama is back.
And now with a different view, Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. Romney more than held up under a re-energized President Obama. It was like someone changed the president's batteries. He was much better in appearance than last time. But the president has a record to defend, and he didn't defend it well. Romney noted all the promises he made and broke. The president's defense was he tried and that not enough rich people are paying enough in taxes. That line has been so overused it's become a liberal cliche. As impartial bean counters have noted, even if all the money held by millionaires and billionaires was seized, it would only pay for government operations for a few days. The problem is spending, and I wish someone had asked what programs could be cut or reformed. The president did not present a plan for improving things. Romney did. The president needed to reverse the momentum trending toward Romney in 12 swing states. We'll know if he did by Friday when the first major polls come out. The second of three debates was at worst a draw for Romney and at best a win for him. Mike and Bruce.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.